Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy, or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Hoda Kotb from Joy 101 with Hoda Kotb. Whether you're calling the wise women in your life, video calling your girlfriends across the country, or checking in on someone who always knows how to make you smile, staying connected matters. Those small conversations, shared laughs, and quick hellos are what keep relationships strong, even when life gets busy. Some of the most life-changing conversations start with just a phone call. That's why AT&T guarantees a network you can rely on, so you can focus on the moments and people that matter most. That's the AT&T guarantee. AT&T, connecting changes everything. Terms and conditions apply. Visit att.com/guarantee for details.
We're rolling, ladies.
Oh.
Okay.
We're rolling. They said we're going.
Gail, I just want to warn you for a second. So, you know, Sandy and I are pretty used to the cameras. We did the podcast one time.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I did get to watch that. I got like about 15 minutes in. I'm not really a YouTube person, but.
Oh.
I haven't been able to find it, but I heard it's
Amanda posted it on my wall because I asked her to.
Oh, that's nice.
But that's not where I found it.
I saw it on a wall. It's good. It's good. You two did a good job.
Thank you.
It's really fun.
Well, so we asked, the camera crew was kind of, let me just be honest, obsessed with us.
Yeah.
So there's a guy right there. Can you see him?
There's so many of them. They're all around in the hedges.
Yeah.
All right.
Right here. We've got like a whole crowd of Gen Z.
There's a lot of Zias here.
A lot of Gen Z.
And, I wanted everyone to kind of know you because you're an important person to me.
Thank you.
This is my sister-in-law, Gail.
Hello, it's me, Gail.
They don't clap. I don't know why. It's fine.
What the hell?
They sit and they walk.
Okay,
but
I don't
want to
hear.
If engage.
They sit and they watch and they actually don't smile, but they always go, "That was funny."
Yeah.
So, well, that's how you know something's funny.
Afterwards,
how else are you gonna know?
Their other Gen Z person, Selena, was here last time, and when she stopped recording, she said that was funny.
Yeah.
But then now she's not here today, so I don't think she thought it was very.
I don't
funny.
Believe it then.
So she didn't come. Also, because apparently she's in California only, and that's where she stays. Because we're in very pretty Orlando.
Guys, we're in Orlando, Florida. All right? I took a three-hour drive up north, got to Orlando.
It's the Tropicana oranges from that commercial, the orange juice.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. It's Florida. It's real.
And then we've got some Florida lemons right here.
Oh,
I wish there were key limes here, but we're too far north.
Oh,
yeah, we're not in the Keys.
No,
because you can pick key limes right off a tree and make
right
pie
off the
out
tree.
Of it.
Yeah,
see, that's a pot. So I'm from Sandwich, Massachusetts, and we don't have key limes in the Cape Cod. So I don't understand this. I'm very new to Florida.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's fantastic.
It's paradise.
It's very nice.
It's great. And Boca Raton. Trees everywhere, not a single fruit in sight.
Well, Gail, I'm very grateful that you invited me up so many times. I just couldn't come because,
I know.
Got my son.
You got stuff to do. You've got a son.
I wanted to see Sandy. We've been Sandy and I have been close.
Ever since we recorded that podcast, we've been talking so much on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about doing more road trips.
Oh, yeah. We want to just do Nebraska.
Just a whole Nebraska tour because there's so much in Nebraska.
Now, would you go to Nebraska and then drive around it? Would you drive to Nebraska? Would you cut the chase?
Talk about just doing the rim of Nebraska.
Yeah, chasing the rim.
Oh, because that's
rimming
where all the
Nebraska would be very nice.
That's where I think all you the could rim Nebraska.
That's where all the exciting stuff is. Like cities are mostly located on the rims of states, anyways.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so yeah. You could probably do that because I think most of Nebraska's major cities are located along the lines. They have like five major
cities.
It's
like Idaho and where are the presidents?
Oh, the presidents.
Rushmore.
Oh, the president. That's North Dakota.
That's right. That's
North Dakota.
Very close.
South
Dakota. One of the
Dakotas. I think its problem is it's on the line. Like all the others, it's right there.
I think they don't know which state to assign it to because it's right on the line.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, and you know this about me. I could never, ever be landlocked. I am an ocean.
No, she needs the sea.
I need this sea.
She needs the horizon.
And I'm the same way. That's why I'm in Key West. I'm on the ocean.
Oh yeah. Well, I know. It's beautiful. And, you know, and Sandy, you know, I don't think we talked about this much, but Sandy and I did a quick skinny dip.
That's right.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. We did it in Michigan.
No, you didn't.
We did it in the Finger Lakes.
We did it in the Finger Lakes.
Yes, we did.
Went nude in the Finger Lakes?
Gail, please don't tell Danny. Don't tell my brother because honestly, I don't want to hear it. But yes, listen. I let everything go and I swam.
We talked about how much I like Four Fingers, but Four Fingers getting into the Four Fingers was even better. And that was
it melted.
Teresa, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. It melted because the sun's so hot in Orlando.
That's okay.
It is absolutely 100 degrees with 100% humidity
50
right
plus?
Now.
Yeah. How am I going to get chocolate brown?
You're not going to get chocolate brown with the 50 plus.
No.
That's a scam.
That's a scam. Yeah.
The sun is good for you. They want you to not have the sun so we can stay, you know, upset and trapped all the time.
Yeah.
No, we need to bake in the sun.
Yeah, sorry. So I interrupted you.
We were talking about skinny dipping in the Big Lakes.
Oh, yeah. So we skinny dipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, it was very nice for Sandy and I. You know, we said, we want to do this. Mm-hmm. And we ran and we held hands.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Right,
what a great image.
Port.
And she's very into... Well, we like the Finger Lakes because it's an inside joke.
It's a bit of a, you'd have to listen to the previous episode.
She likes four fingers.
I think it wasn't a joke. It was reality, but.
Porta potties are the best place to do it.
Yeah. Wouldn't you agree, Gail?
Gail.
What, the porta potty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a three finger girl in the porta potty.
Okay.
Oh,
so kind
okay.
of like you're kind of in between us.
So you're like, you're going to stay a second.
Yeah. I take my time.
Good. Okay, so
I take my time.
I have to admit something that Danny always complains that you're in the bathroom for so long, and I say, Danny, stop it.
Thank you.
She's a very gorgeous girl.
I take care of my figure, and part of taking care of my figure is using a finger or two in the bathroom.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
That's just part of what we do. I think that's part of our generation, and you know, these Gen Z, they don't understand.
There's so many Gen Zs here.
No, these sexless Gen Zs, you know?
And
they don't want to touch.
They don't want to touch, and they never want to make eye contact.
No, they're so scared. It's actually, it's very odd right now. There's about 30 of them around, and none of them will look at us right now.
Yeah, those two are looking down.
Miss Nicole and Marcus, so I think they're together. I think they're married.
They're married.
So the married couple, they're doing this. They're filming us.
Oh, interesting.
So that's them.
Okay. They're waving.
She's smiling. So she seems very nice. Mm-hmm. That Marcus guy.
Don't know about
he's
him.
Not sure.
He
about
seems
him.
Like he could pick me up and throw me across a wall.
Yeah, he seems fast too.
He's
like you wouldn't be able to catch him.
He's short, but he could launch me in the sky.
Yeah. Sturdy.
Yeah. Cannonball, you know what I'm saying, into a pool.
Absolutely.
Right.
Right.
Cosmo.
Cosmo.
You
Double
made this
Cosmos.
Very strong.
I know.
I like that.
It's my specialty.
I got a virgin.
Right.
Grey Goose. It's very gummy.
You're a Grey Goose.
I like Grey Goose. Honestly, Gordon's, I'm fine with. I'll take Gordon's vodka. I don't need it to be expensive. I just need it to be very strong, at least 4 to 5 ounces.
I'll walk into Winn-Dixie and tell them, just give me whatever's the biggest container of vodka.
It makes sense. You want to get the bang for your buck.
Give me the biggest that you have. That's how I drink wine. I get the big jugs of wine.
Oh, of course. You got to get the big jugs with the handles. Well, Gail knows.
Yeah.
Every family event, we have jugs of wine.
Just like the Romans.
That's right.
Did.
I'll make a sangria. Apples only.
Oh, her sangria is literally knock on the floor so good.
Yeah. Never tried it because I'm a sober girl. I don't like to drink.
She doesn't drink.
But they say it's great. I put a bunch of fruits in a jar. And they're on
the floor. Is that not just apple juice?
So this is Sanji. You're very smart.
You're smart in some things.
Right.
No, but this is a very good question because you know I don't know.
That's one of the mystery. Is that kind of like what Eve figured out in the garden?
So Eve apparently was an alcoholic.
Oh, is that apple was alcohol?
I think Dateline did a special on Eve.
Oh, yeah, I feel so bad for Adam.
Oh,
he had to put up with so much shit.
He was a very sweet boy, and Eve was a temptress woman.
Yes, she was.
But you know what? That's fine.
That's okay.
I'm in my temptress times.
That's right. We all go in and out of phases, and right now I'm looking to be tempted.
Gail, you're married to my brother. Why would you say this?
Listen, I'm never going to act on anything. I have morals. I'm a good person.
Listen, I know.
But I'm allowed to have a little bit of fun, a little bit of attention. I'm out here in Orlando. I drove 3 hours, 4 bathroom breaks along the way.
Good for you.
My bladder, the size of an apple. Held it up to it once.
Oh,
same size.
Well, mine dropped, and then they did the surgery to pull it back up.
They lifted it back up.
Yeah, they did it with
it
like...
it fell far down. It was almost in my thighs.
Oh, my God. They lifted it back up like a stage curtain, right? With the pulley?
Yeah, I had a whole theater production inside.
That's great.
Oh, it was very fancy.
What doctor did you use, by the way?
Dr. Joan.
Of course. If you need anything done internally, you go to Dr. Joan.
So Dr. Joan did a very good job.
Yeah.
Ricky busted his lip open with a softball. Dr. Joan gave him a whole new lip.
Oh my God, he wouldn't stop talking about this busted lip.
He's such an idiot. Wow. He's such an idiot.
That's why he shouldn't play with softballs.
No, my son shouldn't do sports whatsoever.
He shouldn't do lickety split.
He literally, he's such an idiot. I love him so much.
It's just like Gen Z, you know.
He's a sweetheart. He just needs to be sitting down, laying down.
He needs to be sitting on the couch 24/7.
Right.
That's my happy place with him.
Yeah. When I came to visit you, and he was on the couch.
Yes, he was.
He was eating Top Ramen.
Yes, he was.
And he barely looked up to me to say hi.
No, he's scared of, you know, people sometimes.
Right.
But he seems sweet. He's
enough.
A very kind boy.
He's a good boy.
He goes, you know, clam digging with me.
Yeah.
Right.
Always gets bit by crabs. I'm like, I'm done with you.
Stone crabs or blue crabs?
We haven't had stone crabs.
Oh, you should have. Stone crabs are delicious.
Aren't they too hard?
Well, the claws, you just have to cook them for a couple hours. But
I love ripping the claws off.
Yeah.
It's good. It feels like there's a little pop, and then you get all that meat.
Right.
It's really good.
Right. It's so good.
It's so good.
We'll have any kinds of crabs down in Key West. We have them all.
Have you eaten all the crabs down in Key West?
Pretty much.
You cleared them out?
We make sure to keep some of them so that the population stays there. So there's
good.
More for the next season. But
well, that's
good.
I'll dive in. I'll put in my goggles and I barely even look at what I'm pulling out. I just reach around and I'm just grabbing things.
Oh, I've seen you do this.
And so I'll grab spiny lobster, blue crabs, stone crabs.
When you grab that manta ray?
I'll grab a manta ray. I'll ride a manta ray.
So Sandy rides large creatures in the ocean.
I can do that. That I have a connection to the ocean. So
you're a waterbender.
Trust me. Well, I thought I was a waterbender, but I don't think I am. I think it's just that when I move my hands in the water, it moves the water a little bit.
Which
it's kind of a waterbender.
You know, I was getting something water from you. There's just like a water.
Oh, really?
There's like a flowing energy from you. I felt it. I felt it. What can I say?
Are you a psychic?
Gail is an intuitive.
I'm an intuitive. I feel it in my lower gut.
Oh, is that like a level below?
So it's below the stomach chakra.
Oh, is that your stomach is psychic?
Yes. For the most part.
See, a very smart person.
Very good.
I was telling you.
Yeah.
I think I might be like an empath.
So you feel what others feel.
You knew when I was getting very upset.
Whenever I see someone crying, I'm like,
that... yeah, that's really good.
So I was having a tough go.
Yeah.
And I felt it.
I was driving, and I was swearing left and right. When we were driving through Indiana, and I was like, you know, I don't want to be here. I hate all these people.
Place.
The drivers are awful. I'd rather be dead.
It's hellish.
And, you know, Sandy was...
I put my hand on your shoulder, and I said, Teresa, I'm feeling so sad, too. I'm feeling this as well. And
it made me feel bad because then she was starting to feel bad because I was feeling bad.
You were crying. I started crying. And then we realized we were drifting onto the oncoming traffic, so we got back to
the right side. We almost hit a car.
We almost hit a car.
And then I put on Carly Simon.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
And then, we're crying more.
And then we're crying more. Lots of crying.
Well, that's good. Sometimes you got to let it all out.
Well, I don't like to do that, Gail.
No, but sometimes you got to do it. You know, no matter what, if I hear anything from Lionel Richie, I am a pool comes out of my face.
Oh, well, Lionel Richie
Catch me in a Macy's sobbing over the blouse.
Hello? It's one of the saddest songs I've ever heard in my life.
If the Commodores come on, I start shitting myself and crying all over the place. Brick House makes me tear up.
Oh, that's a
September,
big one.
Earth, Wind & Fire, Waterworks.
Yeah. Body Ah.
Oh, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
You know how many festivals, man? Do you know how many festivals I went to the Casey and the Sunshine Bands? Oh my God!
Absolute blast.
You basically had a front row ticket, guaranteed.
Oh, I got a front row ticket. I would bring Ricky sometimes because
he was a kid.
Yeah. So he's still a kid. He's 26.
But you get them immersed in that. It's kind of like how they say to have your babies listen to Mozart, but it's probably better to have them listen to Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Sunshine.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by ZocDoc. Amanda, are you a big procrastinator?
Me? A procrastinator? What? No.
Sounds like you might be. Have you scheduled your annual checkup with your doctor?
I don't know where to begin. I need a new doctor, but I don't know where to look.
You should use ZocDoc. ZocDoc lets you search and compare high-quality in-network doctors. You can easily find any doctor. I mean, what do you need?
ENT, a dermatologist, a dentist.
Well, you're in luck, because ZocDoc has more than 150,000 providers within 200-plus specialties across all 50 states. And for the procrastinator types, you may find same-day appointments. And look, I am a massive procrastinator. I procrastinated on doctor's appointments for years until I downloaded ZocDoc, and I had appointments set up within a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks, Shane. That was really helpful.
You're welcome. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth. I can't stop it this time. Still going.
Oh, God, are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
I know the jingle stopped, but I can't stop.
Stop.
I can't stop. Back to the show.
So, yeah.
Anyways.
Insurance isn't one size fits all, and shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy, or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit Progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest, because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we've been, we're here in Orlando for specific reason.
Tell them.
So Teresa, last time you and I did a road trip across the United States.
Everywhere. We went everywhere.
Now that Gail has joined us, we've decided to do a trip around the world. And by world, I mean Epcot at Walt Disney World.
Oh.
Yep. We're going to be doing Epcot, Disney World. Catch us there.
And let me tell you, I have never wanted to get a passport. And then when you said Epcot, you don't need a passport.
That's the beauty of it.
I'm in.
It's the same thing because the people from the countries come and they build a little country
town.
There. And I think it technically counts as a foreign country.
It does. It does. It really does.
There.
So Paris people.
The Paris people.
Paris.
They built the Eiffel Tower in Epcot.
Yep. Right. They
it's
did
a one-to-one.
Yeah.
So same just
with,
as big.
And I think same with Vegas. Oh.
Yeah. Same as, there's a Vegas there, I think.
The Vegas one, too.
Well, I've been to Vegas once, and it was very nice. We watched a Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, were they on the ceiling?
Yes.
Oh. I've seen
that
one,
Is that where
too.
They're naked?
Yes.
Yes.
They were completely ass naked in a martini glass, swimming around.
Oh, that sounds so much like what I used to do at Margaritaville, except it was a margarita.
She worked at a Margaritaville.
I was a dancer. Oh.
Don't worry. You went to the bathroom earlier. We covered it completely.
We talked.
I know all about the staircase. I'm all caught up on the margarita.
So you've learned that she's, you know, she's lost.
Oh, I know. I know, honey.
Right.
I know.
But Gail, you're somewhat of an Epcot, like, wizard.
Connoisseur.
Right?
She loves Epcot.
Listen, I will give me a weekday, give me a weekends, and I will drive up 3 hours to Epcot.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll go around the world. You stop at Mexico first.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Mexico.
And you say hola to everybody.
Oh, Spanish.
There
I know,
you go.
And it's so scary.
No, me llamo Teresa. That's it.
That's it. That's all you need.
That's all you need. And bienvenidos.
Go to the bar, say hola, me llamo Teresa. They give you something, you walk away.
Oh, all you have to do is say hello. And they
don't even have to pay for it.
Wow.
You don't have to pay for it.
And that's what
the craziest thing I've ever heard. It's like a cruise ship, but on land.
That's right.
Gosh.
So anyway, I'm super excited to take you, ladies, to Epcot. It's going to be a blast.
All I know is I really want to go to Italy. Is Italy there?
Italy's there. Yeah, it's there.
Good.
I think they have all of it.
What about Portugal?
Couldn't tell you.
They definitely have it. Well, because I think
Iceland?
For sure.
Okay.
But it's probably so cold there. They must blast the AC.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those ice hotels that I saw on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, where you have to drink vodka out of an ice cube.
Do you remember Kathy?
Of course.
Right, so thirsty. So Kathy went to an ice hotel.
Oh, my God, she went to the ice hotel?
Yeah, we don't know where she is right now.
I'm sure she'll appear.
How long ago was that?
Last year.
Oh, so she's been gone for a year.
Yes, so she wanted to try new things, and I said, you leave the Cape, it's going to be trouble for you. And she went to an ice hotel, which seems very, very cold.
Yeah, it's not really a first step if you think about it. It's kind of a leap to the farther away. She leaped.
She's an adrenaline junkie.
Well, sometimes you have to take the leap, you know.
Well, she took the leap, and we don't know where she is.
Oh.
You know, I heard there's a lava one. Like, there's an ice one, and I heard there's a lava one, too. Maybe she needed to warm up.
Is she inside lava?
I don't know how it works. I'm not... I like my hotels...
Can you reach out to her husband?
I can post on his wall. That's kind of all I can do.
I've posted on his wall a lot.
Okay, well, there you go. Then Kathy's a lost cause.
Oh, she made really good shepherd's pie.
She got the crust on top strong. It's like a creme brulee.
There's not many people who make great shepherd's pie left. I feel like they keep dropping like flies.
They die really young.
It's a lost art. Mm-hmm. It's a lost art.
Yeah. None of these Gen Z people know anything about
None of them care at all about shepherd's pie.
I got distracted because one of them was holding a sign.
And it says 60 minutes left, which... What does that mean?
What is that a countdown to?
So Gen Z's
what happens in 60 minutes?
Like,
should I be calling my family?
So Gen Z's like to do things backwards. Are we on 60 minutes?
Oh, that would be my dream come true to be on 60 minutes.
I love that
show. But that doesn't make sense because on 60 minutes, they're older. And everybody in here, I don't even know some of these people have their permits to drive.
I don't think anyone owns a car here.
They don't look like it. They've all got haircuts that say, I don't have a car.
I guarantee all their color hair is not their born color. You know?
Absolutely.
This is my born color.
It's a good born color. This is my born color.
Well, Gail.
Well, I touch it up.
Gail.
I touch it up.
It's okay. I mean,
it started this color.
But you're saying down around some parts, like the outlines
The outlines of my hair. You have to touch up the outline.
You have a caramel streak through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm adding a caramel.
All right, Gail. And Santi, yours is...
Mine's all natural.
Yours is sun-kissed.
It's sun-kissed and salt-washed.
Did you ever get that tattoo you say you were going to get?
I did get it.
You got a tattoo?
Oh,
I got Jimmy Buffett's entire face on my back.
Oh, my God.
What's the scale? Is it the full back?
It's life-like.
Oh, so head size.
So it's his head size.
And it's his head size.
You
well,
got
oh,
his
yeah.
Torso.
I had to. Well, a little bit of his torso. He was such a gorgeous man.
So it's just torso, and then when it goes down, that's your butt.
That's my butt.
Oh, so it's like it goes down into, like he's being vacuumed inside of the butt.
Yes, like the front of him is the back of her butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I think that's a brilliant tattoo.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Yeah. Well, you know, working at Margaritaville for so long, I mean, he's kind of my hero. He would come in all the time. He was so nice.
He's a handsome. He's
a gorgeous
like,
man.
I mean,
gorgeous.
Has anyone ever been so gorgeous?
You know, Robert De Niro.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro right now? Gorgeous. Younger?
Robert De Niro younger. I actually wasn't interested in him. But now I think that he's very nice looking.
I think men really do hit their peak in their like late 70s,
yes.
Early 80s.
Yes. 80,
absolutely.
Especially. I want to see sunspots. It makes me feel like they've lived.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've gone outside. They've baked. And I like the Shack Bits pie. I want a thick crust.
Well, so you're still married to my brother, Danny. Is he not... Gail, be real with me. My brother's a dumbass.
About?
Is he not treating you well?
Listen, he's a great man. And I love my Danny.
I just
need a little attention sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that. Right?
I know.
That's a thumbs up from one of the Gen Zs.
He's obsessed with toy planes. I know it's a thing.
If I hear him going outside in the living room one more time, I swear to God I'm going to lose it.
I know. I hate him.
I swear
that.
To God I'm going to lose it.
I will beat him.
You know,
I promise.
Built a little airport in the kitchen.
LaGuardia Airport?
LaGuardia Airport in my kitchen.
Like a little miniature model of it.
Yes.
He's got little
miniature.
Tiny planes.
Well, I wouldn't call it miniature. He got rid of the microwave. What am I supposed to do with my frozen peas?
That's tough. Hate him.
No, he's your brother. You don't hate him. You don't mean that.
No, I hate my brother, and I also care for him, but if he doesn't treat you right, he's dead to me.
Don't say that. He's fine. We're going to figure it out. We're just going through a bumpy phase. We all go through a little turbulence. He'd love that. He'd love
very
that.
Good.
He'd love that.
Like,
that was
like
very
a little
funny.
Tiny turbulence.
Yeah.
But we're fine.
And you're single still.
Well, yeah. I am. I mean, it's just like, I think my husband is kind of the ocean, you know, like Poseidon is my lover.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about Triton.
Oh, King Triton. Yeah. They're the same.
King
I think
Triton
one,
is Poseidon.
Because one's the Roman one, one's the Greek one, I think.
Either way, the men in the ocean, right?
The men in the ocean. And I have seen mermen.
Oh.
And they pay a little attention to me, but...
Don't they only come out when the sun rises?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a sunrise
It's got to be early morning. The sun is just rising.
Or a dusk time.
Or dusk, yeah.
The naughty ones are at night. That's what I've heard.
And those are different.
Those are different.
Those guys are kind of pervy. Different. This is what I read in one of those books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think I could have been one of those sirens from the Odyssey.
Oh, of course.
Except I don't really sing, but I dance. So I would have been dancing on the rocks.
And I would have tempted
all of those men off the boat.
Yeah, if I was a sailor, it'd be irresistible, you dancing. I've seen your hips when you move.
Oh,
this morning at the eggs in the breakfast.
Yeah.
The way you scooped it up. Oh, I saw it.
You were moving in that caftan and it was moving.
I know. I know that the caftan kind of covers it all up, a bit of a shroud, but I think that's kind of nice mystery.
I like it because, you know, it just makes, I can eat whatever I want. So if I have a bloated belly, you would never know.
Right.
You know,
I couldn't tell you what you look like right now.
And I like
besides
that.
Besides gorgeous.
I like that. All that matters is my eyes. That's it.
I think even with the caftan, people know you're strong, though.
I'm very strong.
Like, you could walk through a brick wall if you wanted to, Teresa.
Oh, I could. I'm like the Kool-Aid man.
I've seen you. When you bump into a doorway, I see the wood splinter a little bit.
Thank you very much. Well, I have to, you know, work on my arms because I'm constantly digging out oysters and clams.
Yeah.
You got a good grip. I swear to God.
I do have a good grip. Yeah, I was going to be a bodybuilder, and then I just decided not to be.
Well, it probably turned to 1990, and it just wasn't cool anymore.
Yes, it wasn't, but...
And Gail, you've never done any physical labor in your life, right?
I'm not really someone who likes to pick up things or put things down. Right.
Gail has never...
When I get dirty, I really feel like I lose myself. When I'm dirty, I can't tell right from wrong, up from down.
I took her clam digging once.
Oh, my God. Hellish.
It was a disaster.
A hellish experience.
I brought her with Ricky and I, my dumbass son, and she was dug for one clam, and she got her finger in sand.
One of the clams looked at me. You know they've got eyeballs.
Yeah, I've
heard one of them
that.
Looked at me. I screamed. I threw it, and I ran away.
She tripped on a rock. She splinted her nose, so it split.
My nose still isn't the same.
No, it's
curved. Still wide in the middle.
It's a curve to the left.
Yeah. Curves to the left.
That's tough.
And it was a rough time. She, you know, mm-hmm.
We got over it. Hey, we all forgave each other. It's fine. Ricky gave me his little Game Boy system with that brain age thing.
Yeah.
So I could keep it fresh and not, you know, lose my cool.
Yeah.
I got a 14-year-old brain.
Yeah. We wrapped her in a towel and we drank. Well, I drank all night long.
Because you weren't drinking.
Listen, I've never had a lick. I don't see the point of having any alcohol.
And I just actually
I like to
don't
be in control.
Understand that.
I like to be in control. What can
you're
I
in,
say?
You're in control. When you have a jug of wine, trust me, you are in control.
Oh, when I get 2 3/4 margaritas, I tap into something else. I think it's divine.
It's a spiritual moment.
I tap into a different level.
Well, you always try to find the whatever restaurant we're at. You always try to find the ocean. You run out there. And you go in the water and you start moving your hands around.
And I feel around. And I like to think if I wanted to, I could be feeling around and I could catch a fish with my bare hands.
You definitely could.
And I believe it.
I could do that. But especially if I've had a couple margaritas.
Oh.
And to you too, Teresa, wherever we are, when you're looking at the ground, you can tap your foot and know if a clam is down there.
Oh, yeah. So I know if I'm going in the water, I know where a clam is, like at least a half mile away.
And that's a beautiful thing.
They make a clicking sound because they're going like this because they're trying to get away from you. And what they're doing is they're sucking the sand as they go down and I can hear them making clicking noises. I'm like a sonar radar. And so I go in and I just shove my foot in and I lift it up into the sky and I grab it.
It's incredible.
And something we noticed,
thank you.
A really cool thing about Teresa is that
yes.
You are able to detect earthquakes before they happen.
Yes.
Because of that.
Well, it's incredible. Well, yes. You know, and I don't really have to deal with that too much in the Cape, but when I went to California,
something happened.
Tremors.
To you. I know. You were freaking out constantly.
It was. We left the studio after we did that excellent podcast, which, by the way, I think is their best.
I think I heard it's their number one episode they've ever done.
I think it has like 2 million or 3 million views.
Oh, my God. Incredible, ladies.
I think on Facebook, it went very viral.
Facebook, yeah.
That's incredible.
So after we did the podcast, I left and I went, Sandy, hold on. The ground is shaking. And you didn't know what I was talking about.
I was feeling fine. I felt as still as possible.
And then 3 weeks later, an earthquake came.
I know. And you predicted that.
I did predict it.
I have the same thing with hurricanes down here. Listen.
Oh yeah. She's
a hurricane
She's
whisperer.
An intuitive.
I'm an intuitive. Okay. I feel it. Mm-hmm. I've got a piece of my spine about 2 or 3 inches long.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If I feel a hurricane coming, it's telling me. A hurricane's coming. 1 to 1. It tells me how long, how far in advance it is, and I call it every time.
Does it hurt?
No. It's just a feeling.
It's just a piece of a spine.
It's just a piece of my spine. It's not my whole spine.
Got it.
It's not the center.
No, it's a little up.
But it's up.
It's a little up.
Oh. You know that part?
Is that like the wishbone?
I think that's what they call it.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten a massage?
I don't like to be touched like that.
Have you gotten a massage?
I've gotten massages, yeah.
Just on my feet. I will say, on my feet. I want my feet rubbed, but I have a machine for that at the house.
That's good. That's good to have a machine.
They do special massages down in Key West where, you know how they do like the hot stones? They do that, but with shells and sand dollars.
So do
they heat up some sand. Well, or they have living sand dollars and they'll put them on your back and they let them kind of move around on their own.
Oh, with their little suction thingies.
Little
that
suction
things.
Is that why you had that burn on your back?
Yeah. It turns out I was very allergic.
Oh, you're allergic to them.
I'm allergic. Well, on my back, I was allergic to sand dollars, so it left just horrendous trails.
Scars.
Oh, yeah.
You had a lot of scars. See, this is why I'm afraid of a massage.
It makes Jimmy Buffett look really not good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But Gail, I noticed that about you, and you've been freaking out a little bit, so it must be that there's a hurricane coming, right?
I feel it in my bone. I feel it in my bone.
You've been saying that.
I feel it in my bone. I do. And listen, I brought up the massage because sometimes I go get my back rubbed, and if they hit the spot, next thing you know,
a hurricane.
There's another hurricane.
Oh, so okay.
They say a hurricane's coming. I said, did I make that happen?
Oh. So, Gail.
I'm not religious, but I am a spiritual person, and I think I make hurricanes happen.
Yes, very good, very.
Oh, so it's not that you can sense them. You are actually crafting the hurricanes
I worry that I'm gifted in that way.
Oh, it's like a button.
I'm worried I have a back button.
Oh, no. And I wonder if the people who press on that spot, their name is the name of the hurricane.
I've never put that together. That one woman.
Oh, my God.
Like
Bob?
Like, if it, yeah.
Hurricane Bob.
Hurricane Bob.
Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, my God, Sandy.
Did you press on her back way back in the day?
I'm wondering if maybe we ran into each other and I accidentally pressed on your back.
That ripped up the Jersey Shore.
Did you ever go to Margaritaville in Key West?
Of course. I live in Boca Raton. That's a 3-4 hour drive. I'm driving up and down Florida.
I feel so guilty now.
So,
oh, my God, Sandy.
I feel so bad.
That's a crime.
I think that's why. Maybe when Hurricane Sandy was happening, I felt so bad.
You felt sick.
And that's because I was feeling that because I was connected to it.
Were you that in the sense. Ocean at the time?
I'm always in the ocean.
So
it's actually, they say it's safer in the ocean when a hurricane is happening.
And a lightning storm. So when a lightning storm hits,
you have to be really
to
deep down. As long as you're about 10 feet deep, then the lightning won't reach you.
Same with an earthquake. So, you know how they always said, like, get under the table or whatever? Right. You do not want to do
that's
that.
That's a lie.
You want to be in the center of your living room, and you want to make sure none of your paintings fall down.
That's right. And always look up.
You
got to
save those.
Right. You want to look up during an earthquake.
Look up.
So you can see the roof coming down, and you know where to go.
God.
Yeah.
God. Gail, don't mention God, okay?
I'm sorry.
You said you were spiritual, so
I'm, be careful. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual.
I'm a recovering
anything
Catholic.
Can happen. Anything can happen.
Well, I'm a recovering Catholic, and you know what? I've prayed to him a lot, and I haven't heard one peep back.
Right.
What are you again? A prostitute?
You a prostitute?
Yeah.
You a prostitute?
Well, no.
That's what we, yeah.
No.
That's a
common
a
misconception
joke.
For the Margarita Senoritas, but no. Just a dancer.
Good
and
for you.
I think I was Protestant. I was raised Protestant, but I think I'm just a lover of Christ.
You're a free spirit. Okay.
So that's still in the zeitgeist of religion, right?
You're
Christianity?
Well, Teresa, you're saying that you love Christ.
I'm Sandy.
You are slamming that down.
I think,
Teresa, you need to slow down.
I should tell you, Teresa, these are triple cosmos.
So one thing that you should know about me.
This is why I don't drink.
Is halfway I get through a cosmo and I don't understand where I am, how I got there, and why am I naked?
You're at the tough middle point before, while you're just kind of a little dizzy, but a little bit more, and then you'll reach
Teresa,
your most powerful
Sandy.
Point.
Sandy.
It's Gail.
I know, trust me, I know, Gail. Maybe it's because I feel like we've become one.
You and me?
No.
You two.
I think we are connected.
I mean, you do have a you two do have like a yin and yang thing.
Salt and sea.
Salt and sea. That is us. And I don't know which is which. Because they're kind of both synonymous.
Well, there's salt in the sea.
Right.
There is. And there's salt in the earth too. And you know what else is in the earth? Iron. Doctors tell me I have too much.
Oh.
Are you gathering energy from the earth?
Do you have trouble with magnets?
I do. I especially have trouble with magnets. First thing, I don't get how they work.
No.
That's my first problem.
Well, they don't know. It's an adhesive. They don't know.
It's like earth glue.
Oh, is it glue?
It is earth glue.
So it's glue.
It's sticky like that.
Amazon does it.
I've never heard of that.
They make all the magnets.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yes, that's
what. That's why that Jeff Bezos man is so rich, because he figured out magnets.
I think he figured out magnets.
Oh, well, then he deserves everything he's gotten.
I think he's a great man.
I kind of agree, you know?
Yeah.
He got married in Italy, and I was like, this seems like a very nice event.
It's a beautiful wedding. I saw pictures on Facebook. I was like, oh my God, I wish I was invited.
I know.
I could have been there.
Well, yeah, I would have loved to have been invited. Like, the whole community should have been invited.
Yeah.
The world.
And you know, he invented this two-day shipping thing. Why didn't we do that before?
I know.
Why hadn't that been happening before?
Why doesn't the post office do two-day shipping?
Because wasn't that the Pony Express?
Oh, wait a second.
I think they had
wasn't
that old,
the Pony
but I think
Express?
I think they forgot how to do that in the Dark Ages. So then we finally figured out how to ship things very fast.
Pony
again.
Express was the original postman, right?
I think so, and they could run really fast.
Did they ride ponies?
Rode ponies.
It was one man, and he rode a pony, and he would. If
but
you
can't
had a
do
letter,
that down in Florida.
Well. We don't have ponies down on the East Coast, except for when the circus comes and the farms come and the kids ride the ponies.
Yeah. Is that where Yankee Doodle came from?
Oh, yes. I think so.
Yes, Yankee Doodle was a
Yankee
real
Doodle
man
as
and
a
he
kid.
Rode
and he rode a pony.
Ponies.
Oh.
Just like Johnny Appleseed. They actually knew each other.
I think they're all connected. Everything's connected.
Everything's connected.
So be careful with that drink, okay?
Or drink it really fast.
Or drink it really fast.
Either fast or don't drink it.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Shopify. Okay, how about a popcorn machine on the go? Or shirts with just my face on them? Or an energy bar that tastes like coffee?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm just thinking of businesses that I want to start.
Well, you keep brainstorming. While Amanda comes up with her next big thing, let's talk about Shopify. Shopify is an e-commerce platform that allows you to have the business of your dreams, big or small. Shopify allows you to manage your inventory and sell your face shirts or whatever.
Face shirts. I love that name.
Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide, like Smosh. We love using Shopify and have been using it for years. We've had so many fun collections this year, like our spring collection, sock collection, and Parent Week pins. Shopify gives you time back so you can focus on the important things like growing your business.
Or coming up with a name. T-Face.
You know, you've almost got it, Amanda. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at Shopify.com/Smosh. Start your free trial at Shopify.com/Smosh. That's Shopify.com/Smosh. And now back to the show.
Woo!
One of these days.
It's coming.
Yeah.
My time is coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got a sign.
Oh, the Gen Z is saying merch plug.
Merch plug. Oh, there's an H under the hand.
Merch plug. Are they selling plugs?
There's what kinds of plugs?
Oh.
You guys are selling plugs?
Totes and koozies. Could y'all shout it out? It's for Last Splash, and it's on the website now.
Totes and koozies.
She said it with a smile, so I'm going to do
totes
it.
Totes and koozies.
All right, guys, so...
So they're selling totes and koozies.
They're selling totes and koozies. Now, if you don't know what a koozie is, it's a Boston Red Sox thing where it's a bee, and you put it over your beer, and it keeps your beer... your hands.
Comfortable.
Yes.
It's more that it keeps your... I think for me, when we put Coors in it, when we're out on the boat...
Coors Banquet?
So your hands don't get cold, because then if you have to grab a fishing rod, but your hands are cold, you can't grip it as well.
For me, I can't...
Insurance isn't one size fits all. And shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy, or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit Progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just can't grab stuff. So when there's
Gail
a koozie,
she doesn't have a grip, so she never practiced how to grip, so she can't grip anything.
I can't grip stuff.
So the koozie makes the drink a little bit
grabbable.
Fatter, so
it's a little grabbable.
So when you have a fat drink, that's what's good, because then if you can't grip, you can also do a koozie.
How thick are the koozies?
Do we have a measurement on the koozie thickness?
Nicole doesn't know how thick the koozies are, but
she knows what spiders are on a shirt.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, there's spiders on her
shirt. She was saying that her shirt was from my neighbor Toto.
Toto.
So I think it's Wizard of Oz.
It's a sequel to Wizard of Oz. The dog moves in next door.
Right.
Do you think that dog
is still
alive?
All day. What?
Oh no, they probably had many Totos since.
Wow. So anyways, so they're selling a tote and a koozie for last splash week. That's what they told me. They said, This is called last splash.
What, are we never splashing again? What does that mean?
No, we're done splashing for the rest of the year.
What does that mean?
Well, it's fine with me because Epcot doesn't have splashes, right?
Oh, because Splash Mountain's at Disneyland.
Well, it's not Splash Mountain anymore. They put the Tiana girl in it.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, Tiana and the Frog?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
It's not last splash anymore. A lot of water, though.
As long as you still get wet.
I like to get wet when I go on a roller coaster. This is very delicious.
That's why I bring a water bottle on every roller coaster. I just open it up halfway through.
And you know, if you're not getting a thank you from the people behind you, what is wrong with them?
Exactly.
Because not only is it refreshing.
Because if you leave a theme park dry, then you fail.
You didn't have fun.
You didn't have fun.
You didn't have a good
time.
You
need to be shocked. You need to be
sopping wet.
Sopping wet.
But maybe that's the Key West in me, because every time I leave my house,
yes,
I refuse to enter it again unless I'm soaked head to toe.
I think that's a great way to live your life.
I kind of agree. I need to be covered in sand. You know what I like? It's when you walk into my house barefoot and all you feel underneath your feet is sand.
Oh,
I gorgeous. Never clean it.
That's lovely.
Gorgeous. Nope. I have a hose outside and I make the kids clean it. But I don't want to because it's my house.
I love that.
You know?
That's incredible.
And that's your ride.
I've got a little... When you enter my Boca home, when you walk in,
nice you have two homes.
I have two homes. I got one in Boca.
Rich.
It's a very quaint 5-bed, and then we've got another. We got a small condo up by one of the Great Lakes. I can't keep. We just
Finger
we just,
Lakes.
One of the fingers.
You've never invited me to that home.
Well,
because we were there skinny dipping, and I think
if I had
Teresa
known,
tried
I would have gone.
I was very
but
nice.
I didn't know.
I think a fish nibbled at my leg, but...
And those fish
they're hungry over
lake.
There. They don't feed them. Those fish are just sitting in the lake, hungry.
Nobody goes to feed them like goldfish?
No, every time I go, I take one of those fish flake cups and I toss it out there.
Good.
And I go, you're welcome, Mother Earth.
How would these fish eat without that?
I don't know. But anyway, my home...
They're eating all the other fish. That's what happens. There's a whole ecosystem in the deep blue
just
sea.
Just fish-eating fish.
Fish just eat fish. Octopus eat fish.
Yeah.
Alligators eat fish.
Oh, that's true.
I don't understand alligators. Thank God I don't have to deal with them.
Gail, we need to take Teresa to the Everglades.
you would absolutely love the Everglades.
What's going on in the Everglades?
Oh, every creature knows. You could ever imagine, constantly in battle. Water everywhere.
One time, I was in the Everglades, and I saw a raccoon. And then I saw an alligator come up out from the water and eat the raccoon. But then as the alligator was eating the raccoon, an anaconda came out and ate the alligator.
Yep.
And that's just how nature is in the Everglades.
It's just an everyday occurrence.
So okay, hold on one second. So the anaconda, I've seen the movie.
Right. And it's just
with
like
J-Lo
that.
In it.
Right. Who is... She is
and
the
John
best.
Boy.
She is incredible. J-Lo, name a better actress.
I can't think of a better actress.
I cannot think of one.
Actress, singer... Personality. I mean, a true triple threat.
And she's also from the East Coast.
She's a beautiful bride
in the Bronx.
From New York. So, she's like as New York as it gets, right?
She's very New York, and don't you forget it. Remember her song? It was a very good song.
Where is the block?
So the block is in the Bronx.
Well, because New York is very compact. It's all one block, right?
No.
No, so
New York is a grid. It's not one block. It's a whole. It's
a whole grid. There's a little island. It's a whole thing.
Because Key West is basically one block. So Jenny could basically be from there if she wanted.
I don't even know if Jenny's been to the Key West.
Oh, she would love it.
I would love to take you to New York.
I would
have a blast in New York.
We could go. Oh, we could go to Broadway, our favorite Italian restaurant. Remember that place?
Yeah, Louis Gooey's.
Louis Gooey's. So you roll a dice, and if you get a double six, you get your meal paid for.
Absolutely.
Oh, what happens if you get snake eyes?
You get an extra ravioli.
But just one.
Yep, just one.
And then you have to take it home. You can't eat it there because they need the table.
Yeah, they need
it. It's like
it's in and out. You got to go quick.
Oh, so it's like craps, but you get food.
Yes, but the food isn't crap, and that's the good part.
It's not crap.
So nice.
It's not crap. It's great.
Oh wow!
So she's gonna need water though. So if we're doing Manhattan, we gotta get
So right, well,
people
we could
drink
do Long
water
Island.
In New York.
Oh, we could do Long Island. Okay,
no, we could do Long Island. The only thing is, well, there's Great Whites. So what I wanted to ask you is, who's more intense, is a Great White or an alligator?
Oh, that's tough.
Because I know my answer.
I think they're different kinds of tough. It depends on how deep the water is.
My earring fell off. Which, by the way, thank you for this. This is a very nice gift. When you guys picked me up from the airport, you said these are from Florida.
It was Sandy's idea.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
I got to give
her
credit.
Because we got here sooner than you, so we were hanging out all day.
And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I felt a tiny bit of FOMO. Fear of missing out.
Well, I don't...
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it meant four more. Like if I'm like out
FOMO.
Somewhere and,
that's
I,
why
and,
you
I'm,
kept
and
ordering...
I'm thirsty.
That's
and I'm like,
why...
FOMO, please. They didn't come.
It was very confusing.
They didn't come. They didn't come.
Well, no. Fear of missing out. And also this, shaking my head. So you do this. This
That's
means shaking my head.
Well, because you are shaking your head.
Yes.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean
so
anything.
Ricky
You're just
always,
doing that.
Ricky always says, shaking my head.
He just says what he's doing?
Yes.
Does he say, like, when he's sitting down, he goes, sitting down?
Yes.
When he's lying down, he goes,
I told
down.
Him I want him to verbalize everything that he's doing so I can make sure that he's safe.
Oh, okay.
I think that's good with how much he's hurting himself.
Oh, yes, so I'm protecting him.
I think it's a good idea.
He's covered in acne. Anyway,
so... You gotta get him on the acids. I heard if you cover him... Take a lemon or two home. I heard if you, like, cover his face in acid, it'll be better.
Oh, can I fly with lemons?
Oh, they may not let you because
I'd love to fly with a Tropicana orange if I could.
They may not let you because sometimes when you're landing, they ask you if you have fruit on you. I don't know what states that they do that for, but because remember when we went to California, they stopped our car and they said, "Do you have any fruit in here?" And
they seized the watermelons?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, we got six watermelons because they looked so nice.
Right.
And they took them all.
You sent me that picture. They were gorgeous watermelons.
They were very big. And they took them all. I don't know if the police officers are cutting them up or...
I was very upset, but I didn't tell them that I had fruit gushers in my pocket. And I think
that's
if they found
Sandy.
Out about that, I would have been in prison.
I'm very
Dangerous
grateful
girl.
That you didn't say that because I did not want to spend a night in the jails.
I know.
You two would not make it a day in jail.
I would be fine.
Do you think you would do well in jail, Gail? Would that be your name?
Jail Gail?
Very
well,
good.
Well, I'd have to.
Oh, very good.
Thank you. I thought I could do stand-up.
I think you've got. You're very funny,
Sandy.
Thank you.
You're one of the funniest people that I've ever met. Like when we went on that road trip, I was laughing. I kept saying, "You are hilarious."
We would be driving along, and like we would see cows, and I'd go, "Moo!" And you would be laughing so hard.
She'd go, "Where are the chocolate milk cows?"
Yeah.
That's incredible. Oh, Sandy, you've got to find a stage immediately.
I'd be like, where's the pink cows?
This is the stuff America needs right now, these kinds of jokes.
Cheers.
Observational humor.
I was crying, laughing. It was hard. That's another reason that I went into oncoming traffic, because the tears were flowing when I was laughing so hard.
Right. We did swap a couple cars, but luckily they're going the opposite way, so they didn't have time to turn around.
So we kept going because...
That's what bumpers are for. The bumpers, the side of the car, that's what it's there for.
Yeah, right.
And right? It's there to protect you.
Yeah.
Bump, crash, whatever you need to
do. Gail's not allowed to drive anymore.
I don't drive anymore. It's my decision that I made myself.
It's her decision, but also the court's
But the
decision.
Court also enforces it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've gotten... I had to go to a class... And I learned about this Uber application.
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay. It's a little black square on your phone.
Uh-huh.
And you tap it. And usually I'll find someone nearby and I say, can you tell it to go home? And then a man will come and pick me up.
Can you tell it to go home?
Yeah. Like, get me home. I find someone, I say, here's my Uber. Can you get me home? Next thing you know, a car shows up, picks me up.
How do you pay them in cash?
I don't know. From what I know, I've never paid.
Oh, that's so scary.
I don't know.
Free?
Wow.
Well, that guy who gave me a motorcycle ride, he didn't want money. He wanted one kiss.
Where'd you put it?
That's between me and the motorcyclist. All right?
All right.
The sandwich way.
Yep. Well, Classic sandwich, we do things a little bit differently.
Do they have Uber in Sandwich?
No.
They don't really use phones much in Sandwich.
No, I got a phone because I wanted to travel with you. So I got a phone.
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
What if you get snatched? You want your phone with you.
I punch my way out.
No, that's true.
I believe that.
Yeah, so in the Cape, you know, I don't lock my door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I'm walking around. I'm like, someone's going to grab me.
It's
really?
Yeah.
You know, I think, well,
you're so
well. You're very petite and very pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I watch my figure.
No, it's
very good.
It's a good figure.
Right.
It's a very good figure.
I'm like, they want it. I know they do.
I think Teresa and I are definitely formidable women, and I think Gail, you know, adding you to what is now a trio, it's clear like you have an elegance to you, and I see people are staring at you all the time.
Thank you. Oh my God.
No,
I feel like we
have to be bodyguards.
No, they're staring at you. I told them, what are you looking at? This is my sister-in-law. Get your eyes off.
She's married.
What can I say? I don't know. I just like a little bit of attention. Hike my skirt up a bit. What can I do?
30 minutes left.
There's a strike through the zero. I think that means no.
No, it means,
means
the
no yin more.
Yang sign. It's half and half.
Oh, okay. Half and half. So like 15 minutes and then 15 minutes. Three no minutes left.
Well, at least it's not the merch shout. You know, that was hard.
That was hard.
I know. That was really tough.
The thing is, I want a koozie.
I now have a little more respect for my nephew.
Who's not speaking to you right
now. He's not. He's pretty mad.
He's mad about
some of the stuff
we
said in there. Yeah, some of the stuff we said.
My niece was fine. I said... But we kept calling your nephew dumb and stupid.
Well, he is.
I mean, he is. Yes, it's true.
I mean, and if he would talk to me more, I could teach him a few things.
You got to star 6-7 him, and then he'll pick up.
I know.
That's the only way to call.
He's figured out that trick, so he doesn't answer his phone no matter what now.
You can borrow Gail's phone.
You can borrow my phone?
Know.
Oh, that's true.
Give him a ring from old Gail.
Okay, he might pick up, but he...
I don't know. He seems like he's very, very famous.
You think
He might not want to talk to his family anymore. Maybe he's got a big head.
He seems famous, but I don't know why he is, because he has like no personality from when I'm watching them.
Meanwhile, I can't get Mandy to stop calling me. I'm like, Mandy, stop calling me.
She lets you call her Mandy?
Yeah, Mandy and Gail. We might as well drive off a cliff together with a bank robbery in our trunk.
I'm Amanda. Oh,
are you the cool aunt?
I don't want to give myself that label. I don't feel like that's a label you can give yourself.
She's very cool. Amanda always says, like, I need to get out more. But I say,
You do.
I am.
But you do.
Look at me. I'm in Orlando, Florida.
No, that's
I'm
true. You're making changes. More.
You're
making
traveling
changes.
The whole world.
And look at these.
I mean, that's.
I don't even wear them, but you know.
That's
this
a
is
risk
also...
taker right there.
Yes.
I don't think Amanda's much of a risk taker.
No, she's very boring. Very boring.
But that's okay. She's playing it safe.
Right.
She's playing it
she
safe.
She needs to play it safe. I don't want her ending up like Ricky.
Oh, no. My dumbass son.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be like a cousin.
But you know what? I never need him to date or anything. He can just live at home forever. It's very hard to see you guys. Well, I don't even know that you're here anymore.
Hello?
Oh, there Marco.
Polo.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm over here.
There you go.
The sun is very hot.
It's hot outside today.
So the back of your head's probably getting pretty burnt.
But it's probably platinum blonde in the back.
Do you want the bison?
No, I don't need that. My skin's gotten very accustomed to the sun and the salt and the sand.
I can see. Yeah, you've got a nice sheen to you.
I know.
Yeah.
I sparkle in the sun, basically.
You do. I've seen you. She glows. She sparkles.
I'm getting a little bit right now. I'm seeing it.
I just get dark. I just get really dark. Mm-hmm. And I want to get darker.
Sometimes, I remember that one time after we went to, where was it? South Africa.
Oh, yes.
We had a little trip to South Africa. You didn't like leaving the hotel.
Johannesburg's.
Yes, Johannesburg. At the end of the night, you were so sunburnt, I could not find you.
That was a really wonderful time for me.
It was a gorgeous time.
And then I came back and I was never the same.
Well, it's a post-vacation blues. That's why I keep traveling.
This is why I don't. Because I don't want to keep getting sad.
There you go.
I don't want to keep getting sad. But I was beautiful then.
You are still a beautiful girl.
No.
You're just a little girl and you're still so beautiful, okay?
Well,
you've got to believe it. You've got to believe it to make it true.
I don't know how to believe it.
You have to set your intentions. You have to manifest. I do a lot of manifesting, and all the time, I have a cork board that I have all sorts of things
good.
On.
A
and one of them
board.
Is that I am beautiful.
Yes.
And I look at that, and then when I'm walking around, I know that I am because I set that intention. But if you're feeling ugly, your body's going to morph to that.
That's right.
Well, you know, what's funny is I was going to take this class, make your own vision board, but I didn't, I only brought pictures of food.
That's okay if you want to manifest that.
Did you end up eating that day? Okay, well, there you go.
That's probably what happened.
That's probably what happened. You manifested a meal.
Because if you ever thought about food, it would never show up.
You're so right.
That's so true. You know, when I am hungry, I think about it.
And then
I'm having a
there
meal.
There it is.
That's so true.
It appears. And I thought about these Cosmos, and they appeared. Did you finish yours?
I'm basically
She's almost done. She's almost
done. Oh, my gosh.
She's working her way through.
I could probably have 4 Cosmos and still be fine.
I believe it. You're a sturdy girl.
The cranberry juice helps your body digest it a little better, so you can drink more.
Well, it
Cosmos
helps. It helps
drinks.
Menopause, and it helps everything down there. That's cranberry juice.
I feel younger.
Are you already doing menopause?
My menopause has started.
You started menopause. Have you started menopause?
Well, I think the ocean has changed my biology a little bit.
You think you're going to skip it entirely?
I don't know. I think it's just like when I decide.
Remember when you went in the plankton?
Right. And it was glowing around me.
And it was glowing around you. I actually think that you are not going to get menopause.
You don't think I will?
No, because you connected so deeply to those glowing creatures that they changed your chemical balance.
I'm 50% woman, 50% like ocean. Ocean biome.
Well, I am as well, but you know, Cape Cod's a little different. It's a little hotter.
It's not going to stop.
No.
That.
The ocean was like, you're getting menopause early. Yeah.
That ocean's
Gail,
cruel.
I mean, yes, I've started menopause. Okay? I've started menopause.
You couldn't tell.
It's fine. Thank you. And you know what it is? If you're in Florida, it's hot all the time. You can't tell if I'm having a flash or not.
Yeah, right.
It's like we're all sweating all the time. We're walking around, drip, drop. It doesn't matter.
Maybe I wouldn't know.
Yeah, you do
in
sweat.
In Key West, maybe it's so hot.
Your back
that
is
I
usually wet.
Know.
No, listen, you still know.
I'm just always in the water, so I'm always wet anyways. So, like I said, I don't come home without being wet. So maybe I just never would know. And that's kind of the beauty. I think mystery is the best part of life.
Oh, I love mysteries.
Sometimes I close my eyes and I just swim. And I just swim until I come to another place.
How far have you gone out?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know. My eyes are closed. I did one time I swam so far and when I opened my eyes, they were speaking another language. And I was like, I'm in Cuba again.
How do you get back?
Oh, my God.
Swim?
Oh, well, I have some friends in Cuba.
Oh, my God. Did they put you back on a boat?
If I want to, but I also can just close my eyes and start swimming again. And then I'm back home.
The strength in you is just
unbelievable. It's really incredible.
Well, it's actually a lot about patience. You know, people want to be strong swimmers, but it's actually more about being a patient swimmer. And if you just glide with the current,
yes,
and just let yourself flow,
yes,
you'll get home no matter what. That's why fish and yes, and butterflies and things that migrate, yes, like how do they migrate?
Hummingbirds.
They go across the whole world. And that's because they're just being patient, and we got to be patient.
You know what? That's very hard for me to do. Mm-hmm. I would say I have to open my eyes and do the hard work in order to get it done.
Right.
You know, you've really taught me, Sandy, that I can just let the universe guide me.
Mm-hmm.
That's very hard for me. As you know, yes, Danny and I, our parents, they were, it was like, they didn't believe in that.
No, yeah, no, he struggles every day. He struggles every day.
And I don't want to struggle every, I want to jump in the ocean at any time and just close my eyes and move my arms and get to another island.
Mm-hmm. Sandy, I've got to thank you for being a friend of Teresa. Oh, I've seen you. A change in her. I really have.
Well, thank when you.
I know we had a few hours together while we were at the airport waiting for her to show up.
Yeah.
She hates planes, unlike Danny. I mean, I don't know, the two of them, how they're from the same parents, I couldn't tell you.
I really don't. Turbulence is awful.
But you're bringing out something in her that I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. It's really special. I love seeing her. It's great.
I think I bring a bit of the humidity from Florida to her, and it softens, you know, the,
yes,
like she's strong, sturdy, dry wood, and I bring a little of that humidity that then allows you the wood to kind of soften
warp.
Up, to warp
to
a
warp.
Little bit.
So yes. So she's warping my wood.
Yeah.
You've warped a wood, and I like the way it's warped. I like the shape.
I like the shape of you.
That means a lot. That means a lot. And I know you guys have had such a journey. And Teresa's told me how she has viciously hated you at times. And I know, I'm sure she's been open with you about that. So I hope.
Oh,
I'm not,
we've had it out. We've had full on brawls.
I want to make sure I'm not spilling anything.
No, I pushed her off a cliff, and that was like 5 years ago. And we've come a really long way. She broke her jaw in four places, but
you landed right on your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, my mother said I had a big mouth, and then I proved it right. Landed straight on my mouth.
I felt very, very bad about it. Now, I was blackout, so I don't really remember what the fight was. But I know, you know, when you're drunk, you tell the truth. I know what she said was painful, and it was about me and my parents, and I pushed her.
It was my mistake. I shouldn't have brought up her mom. That's my fault. But
and then I tried to catch her, so I jumped off as well.
Yeah. Luckily, best part about this situation, a little bit of silver lining, is now we both have a fresh set of teeth.
Yes.
Not a single bad tooth in here.
These are all fake. So these all popped out. So after I jumped out on her, I fell on top of like a jetty, and these popped out.
Oh, whoa.
You wouldn't even tell.
Can't even tell.
No, I would never be able to tell. And sometimes when you're laughing, I get a look. And I never noticed anything.
Well, don't look back here because it's all black.
It's all black.
It's all filling. So it's black, and then the back is silver filling.
Oh, that's so pretty though.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like a seashell, like a black pearl.
In Key West, the dentist will use pearl for teeth.
It's practically the same thing.
It's
so that makes sense.
It's basically the same. It's so strong.
God, I love the culture in Key West.
Oh,
it's so
amazing.
Different than Boca Raton.
Oh,
the culture is
the culture down there.
Well,
it's so different
because it's so condensed.
You guys speak another language,
right? We basically do. We have one dentist, and he's on a boat. He's on like a houseboat. So when you go, it's a bit of a wild ride, and you hope that the weather's good and the oceans.
Yeah.
You hope the ocean's not too rocky.
Right.
But I've had dentist appointments in the middle of a hurricane, and it's painful.
I'm sure. I'm sure getting the tool when the boat's rocking, right, when you're
That's
rocking.
That's very hard.
But it's tough. There's only so much land down in Key West, so they have to do it right on a boat.
It's true. I'm surprised Key West never built upwards.
I agree. Like, where are
one
the tall
big tall building?
I've gone to town halls where we're saying that, and they say no, it's because it's sand; it'll sink. And we're like, okay, but figure out the technology.
This house is on the Cape. That are they have stilts?
Yeah,
right.
Put the city on stilts.
Put the whole city on stilts, and then, you know, over time the wood warps. But
at the same time, we in Key West, we don't want to be higher up because that's further away from the ocean. So we're very grounded people. But I also, I learned how to be higher up because as a senorita, margarita senorita, we were going up and down stairs so much. So I did figure out.
Do you still own those six inch
boardwalks? Yeah, I still have those.
Did you pack them? Because
Gail has two pairs of 6-inch heels.
I got two pairs of 6-inch heels. We could be two tall ladies together.
Oh, I wonder if I could still wear them.
What size shoe are you?
Her feet swole.
My feet.
This Cosmo
is
hitting.
I know.
That's a heavy Cosmo.
Her feet swolled.
Mm-hmm.
She had a jet ski accident.
I squeezed the cranberries by hand.
You can tell. Thanks for not putting any alcohol in mine.
That's the way that we would make them at Margaritaville, is you put in the vodka and a bit of the lime juice, and then and you hold up the cranberries, and you just go. You squeeze them into
it's
there.
Kinda like a,
it's kind of like the bog, the cran spray. What?
What?
Ocean spray.
What are you talking about?
So I was talking about those commercials with the guys who were in those outfits.
In the little outfit. And
they're
in
the bog. They're sitting in the middle of the cranberry.
The cran bog. Is that what you were talking about?
No, I was saying it's kind of like a hibachi. You know, it's like if you want to see it get made, it's like it's a whole show. It's a show and a drink.
She never shows anyone. You did all this by yourself.
I do it by myself. I went to the outhouse and I did it there. Porta potty.
Yeah, it's very nice. She has her own outhouse and
it has a little
bar moon.
Cart.
Little moon, but then it also has a bunch of shrimp drawn in it.
Yeah, it's so cute.
That's gorgeous.
This podcast is brought to you by Ocean Spray Cranberry Cocktail.
And it's also brought to you by Tropicana Orange Juice.
Now that we said that, do they have to pay us?
I don't know if we can say that.
We can't say
that. Okay, then let's say something that has to do with like a house. I would love a house.
Okay.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by
homes.
By beach houses.
That's right. Beach houses and a Lamborghini.
On stilts.
So now they have to give us
that. Now they're going to give us one.
So they'll give us that with the merch.
Okay.
Oh, we'll get a koozie and a house.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Rocket Money. During the summer, the last thing I want to do is think about my expenses. I'm floating in a pool. I will not be in a spreadsheet manually adding in my credit card spending.
Who has time for that? Not us. That's why we use Rocket Money.
That's right. Rocket Money saves me time so I can enjoy my summer with my friends and family.
Do you track your subscriptions?
Always. Rocket Money gives me the ability to cancel unwanted subscriptions with the app with a few taps.
It's my favorite feature. Do you set budgets?
Of course I do. I love that I get personalized insights, too. I have a budget for everything. That way, I can allocate money to my vacation fund. I use the automated savings tool so that once a month, some of my paycheck goes straight towards my goal. And I love when I get real-time alerts for upcoming bills and refunds.
Saving time is the most important currency, and Rocket Money helps us do just that.
I totally agree. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth, rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. Now let's go back to the pool.
Nice.
You got your swim trunks on?
Yeah.
Under those jeans?
Under my jeans.
Really?
Yeah. No, back to our aunts.
Yeah. So where are they? Where are the camera crews going to stay? Because
I don't know.
Nicole and Marcus, since they're married, they're probably going to stay in one room.
I would imagine they're in a room together. Yeah.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. And shopping for it shouldn't feel like squeezing into something that just doesn't fit. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they show you options that fit your budget. Enough hunting for discounts, trying to calculate rates, and tinkering with coverages. Maybe you're picking out your very first policy, or maybe you're just looking for something that works better for you and your family. Either way, they make it simple to see your options. No guesswork, no surprises. Ready to see how easy and fun shopping for car insurance can be? Visit progressive.com and give the Name Your Price tool a try. Take the stress out of shopping and find coverage that fits your life on your terms. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then that one over there, they probably need a room too. They need their own room.
Well, Gen Z's don't. They don't.
They don't know.
They don't want to talk to anyone. They don't want
to
look at anyone.
They don't know how to talk. They don't know what to do.
I'll see a Gen Z walk and I'll go, hey, look at me. Yeah. They won't.
They're saying that I think they wanted to try to follow us and film us at Epcot, but they're not going to be able to survive.
Well, I don't think that they can get
Gen
into Paris.
I don't think Gen Z travels.
No, because you can't travel Paris unless you've traveled before.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, hear me out. I feel like the people who love that other podcast you do would love to see us in Epcot.
Oh, Smash Mouth?
Yeah, I think the Smash Mouth watchers would love to see the three of us in Epcot. I don't know.
Oh.
I just have a feeling in my heart.
My nephew also does one, I think, where he reads bedtime stories.
Oh, that's really nice.
I think he reads like Goodnight
Moon. That's really
nice.
And,
yes.
And it's really gorgeous.
Goodnight Los Angeles. Have you heard that one?
Have you heard it?
No.
So it's all about, it's a book called Goodnight Los Angeles, and it's all about Los Angeles.
Oh.
And there's a Goodnight Cape Cod, there's a Goodnight Connecticut.
Oh, that sounds so lovely.
Yeah, I used to read them to Ricky.
Oh, wow.
Now you can't get him to read a thing.
No, I can't.
That boy, my God.
That boy, my God.
Struggling.
It's not your fault either.
No, of course
you tried
not.
Your best, I swear.
Honestly,
yep.
It's never really the mother's fault. I'm tired of hearing about that. It's always the other things.
Yeah.
School.
Have you ever thought about like getting him like a little sailboat and just telling him to go?
Well, I've tried this.
Like he maybe needs to take a journey.
You're right. I think what would be very nice for his birthday is I could build a ship.
Okay.
Get him on it. You know, like a small ship.
Right.
A small ark.
Yeah, I know some guys who do some lobster fishing, and I could get him on that ship and then send him on his way. He could go to the Virgin Islands and just
see what it is. Is he a virgin?
Yeah.
Yes, he's a virgin.
Well,
Sandy, that's a silly question. Come on.
Right. And yeah. I've heard that all of Gen Z are...
Yeah, they're
sexless. They're sexless. That's what I've heard. That's what they're saying
sexless.
On Facebook. They're sexless.
They're sexless. But you know what? You know, some of them are kind. That Nicole, she was kind.
She is kind.
She's
but
very
Marcus
kind.
Has not talked to us
No,
she, at
he
all.
Hasn't said a thing.
He's been mean mugging me this
him.
Whole time.
He
and
really
I think...
does seem... Yeah.
Yeah.
Not getting...
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hey, Marcus. How are you? Oh, wait. He's wearing a New York sports hat. I like him.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Marcus,
God.
How much weight can you pick up and throw over into the pool?
Probably like 275 pounds.
Oh, well.
That's a lot of pounds.
That's
that is
not
so
me,
much.
But, you know.
That's like five of me.
So he could throw five of us.
You could grab all three of us and throw.
Full-grown man?
Full-grown man.
400.
Danny's 160. It's like a pencil with a hat on.
Marcus, if you want to throw me in the pool, I will not scream bloody murder. In fact, I'll enjoy it.
Because we're merely 12 feet away from this pool here at this Best Western.
Yes.
That's right.
And look at the pool. It's so nice.
And this is a great... Best Western... Best really does apply to it.
Best. I was just about to say
that. It is the best.
It is the best Western.
It is the best. But where's all the cowboys?
I know. I was hoping for more of a cowboy theme.
When they said there's a hotel bar, I was like, you mean the saloon?
Yes.
And that didn't...
Right. I kind of want to get in here and theme this place up. Like, let's get some cowboys swimming in the water.
Yeah. Where's the guy? I want a guy wearing all black cowboy hat, come in and mix things up every once in
yes.
a while.
Yes. But it is the best.
It absolutely is.
It is the best.
It's
I've been having
nice.
A great time. If they wanted to sponsor this podcast, I would accept
well,
it.
Well, this podcast is sponsored by Best Western. I just did it.
There you go. Now we're going to get our own hotel.
Well, we have it.
Well, my
who's paying for this hotel?
Our niece and nephew have it so easy. They just say stuff, and then those companies have to pay them.
They just talk and talk and talk.
Oh,
and I feel like what we're talking about is life lessons.
Yeah, this is what a real podcast should be.
People yes. are going to listen to this, and their lives are going to be so changed.
Ten minutes left.
What does that say?
Fact checks.
Fact checks. Are we getting a fat check for filming this?
We better get a fat check.
I would like a fat...
I would love a fat check.
I would like a blank fat check. So Nicole's giving us fat checks. Can we have our first fat check?
Yeah, Mount Rushmore is in South Dakota, not North.
Mount Rushmore
well,
is in South Dakota.
Well, no, I think
Dakota.
We agreed that it's actually on the line.
Yeah,
it's on
so
the border.
You
so.
Actually
that's actually not a fact that we needed to hear again because we figured that out.
No, that's an opinion. That's
but
your
I appreciate
opinion.
It.
But yeah. It was very nice that... So Mount Rushmore's rim job in the South.
That's right.
Right.
All right. What's another fat check?
Eiffel Tower is actually 1/10 the size of the
Paris. Well, that's because it's metric and imperial measurements.
Yeah, so that's
so
a translation thing.
Because we do feet and they do meters.
Yeah, we have
so
a base
it's
10.
Actually the same.
And
it
they do centimeters.
Different.
They do centimeters and centi means 10.
So that's good because I thought I really want the Eiffel Tower to be very big.
It's going to be big.
Right.
I swear it's going to be big.
All right.
But I appreciate you talking to us because, you know, we're very open-minded people.
I'm an open book,
so
Nicole.
This is nice to have this open discussion.
So, Coley,
you can ask her anything.
What else do you have going on?
In a case of a hurricane, the National Weather Service recommends you be inland during a hurricane, not 10 feet in the water.
They're saying you should be.
I don't think that
not
they
in
know.
The water during a hurricane.
So the weather department or whoever this is says when a hurricane happens, you should be
inland, and not in the water.
Why would you ever do that? Don't you want to be one with the water?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But be inland. I mean, I'm on an island, so there's no inland
yeah.
for me. I mean, I look. The weatherman is funny. But
he's,
I don't necessarily
he's really
think
funny.
He's
very
an expert.
Funny.
I think he's a little bit more akin to a clown than a scientist.
I couldn't agree more.
Because he's not controlling the weather, so what is he there for?
Yes.
Right.
I have my eyeballs. I can look at outside.
Yes, exactly. Right. And I think, you know, when you're in the ocean, then you can tell, you know, how bad the hurricane's going to get.
Absolutely. And, like, if you're going to get wet anyway, why not start wet?
I agree.
It's not like whenever
about?
There's an earthquake, it's not like there's a bunch of dead fish.
No.
The fish are fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so thank you, Nicole.
Thank
do
you,
we
Nicole,
have any more
that.
Fact
what
checks?
What else do we have?
Marcus.
Okay.
Marcus, so
hi,
he
Marcus.
Speaks. There he is.
For you guys. Yankee Doodle was not about the Pony Express. It was a 1750s British song which mocked American colonists.
Yankee Doodle is not about the Pony Express. It's a song that mocks America colonialism.
Oh, it's a British song?
Why would a British song be in America?
You're telling me we're raising our kids with hate? They're singing a hateful song?
I'm not raising my son with hate. He's a dumbass that I care about.
I need to.
Thank God I can't have kids, because my God.
Good
this
for
would,
you.
This would ruin me.
Yeah, you got it all tied
this
up.
This would ruin
gosh.
Me. All tied up. Sewn
all tied
shut.
Up.
If I ever hear a child singing Yankee Doodle, I'm going to tell him, hey, you need to sing God Bless America to wash your mouth out.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Sandy, you've got me as one of your people to do that too.
Yes, and
I'm on board.
And, you know, I enjoy that too. I like that. God Bless America is a fine song.
It could use a little more pop.
I think it needs, yeah.
It's like Party in the USA.
Because how do you dance? Oh, that's such a good song.
Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
I love that song, but she needs to put her body away.
Oh, she's...
Well, yeah, you know what?
Have you seen what she's been dressed... She's dressing like Beetlejuice.
You know what? I actually don't mind it.
Really?
I like how tight her clothes are. Because let me tell you...
No, when you're young, you should. You know what? When you're young, you should show up.
And that's why at our age, we do the opposite.
Well, I want it to be loose so that people can go, I think there's a tight body under there.
Yeah, it's mystery.
Yeah. You leave it up to the imagination. Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you have another fact check?
What else
for
we got
us,
going
Marcus?
On?
We got three more here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So y'all's last episode actually has 800K views, not 2 to 3 million.
Well, on Nicole's, Facebook, on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Are you including the Facebook in that?
That's the main source.
Oh, what? I don't really use YouTube.
Yeah, no, I'm not someone who likes
YouTube. I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, so
what's
Facebook
it?
Has 3 million views. I'm pretty sure that
I'm pretty
I saw
sure
that.
On Facebook, yeah. It has 3 million.
Yeah, Gail, we actually got, you know, very big.
I know.
Famous.
I know.
You got stopped when we were at Publix just a little bit earlier to get
yes,
some sandwiches.
They
you
said,
got stopped.
Nice caftan.
Yeah. And
I
was like, they know them.
And
we were like, okay.
Like, they know them.
They were like, I know. I was on a podcast. So, yeah.
Next
no,
fact.
Thank you.
You actually can travel within the continental U.S. with lemons.
This
okay, this is
so
the
much.
Only fact that
important.
I like.
Wow.
This is important, actually.
And what about oranges?
I think
see, they don't.
Any
oh,
citrus? Citrus is good.
That's they're going to change that eventually because people are going to take advantage of that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm taking. I want half this tree, and I want half. I want to make my own fresh orange juice.
Oh, these are about to fall off.
Yeah, those look about ready. Same with these. In fact, every single one looks about ready.
I can't. Oh.
Well, yeah. You can.
These are.
Hold on one second. Let me just reach.
I can see they're scared that we're getting up, but don't worry, we're not going to hurt ourselves.
Oh God, there's a squirrel in here.
Everybody, calm down. These are two adult women. They know what they're doing. It's fine.
Is there any more cosmos in here?
No, not a
meat. We should have put this in the fridge.
Oh.
Oh my God, did we
get the tri-tip?
Yes.
We left the tri-tip in without any ice.
Right.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'd love to take some Tropicana oranges.
You can. Why not?
Oh, the ocean's down there.
Let me see this.
Oh, it's high tide.
Oh my goodness. Look at the ocean. It's so beautiful.
God, that's gorgeous.
I would love to swim in it.
We can.
These are the moments that
these
life,
are the moments that matter.
That we live for these moments.
This is what makes life worth living.
I really appreciate you, lady.
You two are wonderful people. Thank you for making this trip special.
A dolphin!
Oh my God!
Oh, a dolphin!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
There's several of them.
There's 14
oh,
dolphins.
It's a school.
It's a school of dolphins.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. Well, I'll probably be swimming in the pool for a little bit.
Yeah, I'll probably join you in the pool for just a touch. I just want to get a little wet. Just want to get a little wet. Ugh. Careful, your Cosmo almost hopped out of the koozie there.
Do you have any more facts for us?
What else you got going on?
I don't know if you heard, but there's 14 dolphins over there.
Oh, yeah. So if you guys want to, you know, get off your devices and go see the dolphins, you
yeah,
should
if you
do that.
Live life a little bit and see what's around you.
Were
my God,
any
these
of you,
children.
Were any of you on the cameras able to catch the dolphins?
I didn't see a single person on a camera.
So if you take this camera and you go into the ocean, you could probably catch them.
Do they go underwater?
We can't move the cameras.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh,
they can't put the camera underwater.
I should talk to... You should figure that out because that should be a whole channel.
Oh
my God.
That's a very good idea.
Smash underwater?
Oh.
I could put that on whenever.
Smash fish.
Smash fish. Smash coral.
Oh.
Smash dolphins.
That would be amazing.
Well, you can at least bring the cameras to Epcot, right?
Maybe. I can't make...
So Nicole said maybe and Marcus said yes. Who has more power here?
Well, Marcus has the hat. I'm going to believe that one.
Oh, yeah, New York sports.
That's because like a director usually wears a hat.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. That's what they say.
That's what John Travolta has been saying lately. He's been wearing a cool hat, and he's like, "Cause I'm
a director." His new movie's supposed to be very, very good.
Name a John Travolta movie that isn't a masterpiece.
Oh, Saturday Night Fever is one of my favorites.
That man can do no wrong.
What's the one where he looks at the star and he gets really smart?
Michael. No.
No. What's the name of that one?
Oh. Phenomenon.
Oh,
that's, Michael's also a movie.
Phenomenon might be the best movie ever made.
Oh, I completely agree.
I think that happened a bit to me with The Ocean.
Yes. I think that, you know what, Sandy, if you opened up a business and you just took clients down to the ocean and you had them close Sandy. Their eyes and touch the water while you talked to them.
I'm kind of like the ocean version of John the Baptist.
Yes.
That's exactly correct. Sandy, you've got to do this.
You're a female
This is a
trident.
Brilliant idea, Teresa. You've
this is a very good idea.
This, you simply must do this.
And thank you know what? You could send waves to me in the Cape, and I'll stand in the ocean at the same time, and I'll wait, and the wave that comes will be from you.
Do you think if all three of us get in the ocean at our homes when we get back home, and we get in the water, and we feel we could probably communicate?
Oh, like we could sense each other?
Yes.
In the water.
Through the water? Yes. I think so.
All yes. through I the think Atlantic.
So. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we're all sharing the same ocean.
Yes, but we have it's to true. Be naked when we do it.
Right. Is Boca Raton's on the Atlantic, or is it the Gulf of Mexico?
Nope, Boca Raton's on the Atlantic.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
It's so, a little it's a little inward. You got to drive, what, like 10 minutes to get to the ocean?
Florida but, okay. is so big.
Florida is so big.
It's so...
Try driving out of it. It takes a whole day.
No, I know. That's why you haven't come visit.
Yeah, listen.
I know.
Danny I likes know. The plane. I don't like the plane.
I know.
I don't like... Every time they take off, I knock out.
I'm with you. All I want to do is watch any J-Lo romantic comedy on the plane. And you know what? There's not that many. Geely is a very good movie.
It's
Ben Affleck is from
movie.
Boston.
Oh
my God.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, he's from Boston.
Because that's why... Because
Geely.
Because what's the one where he's really smart? Or where his friend
that's
is.
That's Matt Damon is
Matt
really
Damon.
Smart.
Matt Damon. Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting. That's
and that's
first...
a real story, too.
It's a true story.
That's true.
Matt Damon was a janitor.
Did we have another fact, or did we finish all that up?
We got one or two more.
Can't decide one or two.
Not one man. It was a system of horse riders who delivered mail.
This is the pony.
The Pony Express was not one man. It was a system of other men. And many ponies.
Who was keeping track?
I don't know.
Was there a top pony?
What if one of them read your letter and then it never gets anywhere?
Oh my God, that's my worst nightmare.
Oh, me too. I do not want
anyone someone reads my mail. Oh my God, that is the
oh
worst thing that could ever happen to me.
Stay I'd be okay business. With it.
What kind of mail do you get, Sandy?
In Key West, what we have is you know those little pipes that go into the sand. And then they come out on another end. You talk through the pipes.
Yes.
We have mostly those.
I've seen those in a bank or two.
So it's kind of more like telephones than mail. Because it's so small, the island. Why would you send a letter?
That's so true.
That's very
and
nice.
The humidity so just true. Eats up the letters anyways. They're so damp.
Wow. Man. In Boca, so we just yell.
Yeah. The Cape, right. We just don't.
You don't
we
talk.
Don't.
You
or talk. Or what I would do is if I was going to send someone a letter... I'd maybe write a little note, and I'd put it on a seashell facing up, and I'd put it in the ocean. Oh, I'd just drift it along.
They can drift for miles.
I know. True.
You know, my biggest dream is to find a message in a bottle. Oh. Not the Kevin Costner movie, which is very romantic,
oh,
by the way.
Movie.
But I really want to find a message in the bottle from, like, you know, 1876 or something. And they're like, oh, you know, my daughter was this, and then realize that I know their daughter's daughter's daughter, daughter.
You know, have nothing left to live for if you had that.
I know.
That is your ultimate.
I'd be
She's
done.
Been talking about this for years.
You may not want to manifest that because then you would die.
There's nothing left.
That's how manifesting works.
If you think about,
you
it,
think
too
about
much,
it too much,
it'll find you.
I think about it every single night.
Oh, you got to be careful
this is
with
a problem.
That. I would think about some other
this
things
is a
too.
Problem.
I would think about maybe food a little bit. Or
well,
think
I
about
do think about food, but. Oh, no.
She's thinking about it right now.
Do you know how many glass bottles I found from the ocean and they're all on my dresser?
Oh.
Luckily, all empty. Not a
good.
Single note.
There's good. No note in there.
No note. One day you'll get it, but it'll be a good day.
Gail,
it'll
what
be
are
your
you,
last day.
Gail, what are you trying to manifest right now?
Right now, I really, really want just a good like $4,000 or $5,000. The front porch is falling apart. The front porch is falling apart. I'd love $4,000 or $5,000 grand just to get some new wood.
Yes.
Right. Danny said he'd paint it white. I've always wanted
it has to be white.
I've wanted a white porch forever.
Yes, it's got to be white.
If it's white, it's going to bounce off. The sun's going to bounce off. It'll be like being inside an oven.
Yes, very good.
Oh.
I just stand out there, do a little rotation like a rotisserie, come back in, I'm brown. Like
and white is very clean.
Yes, very clean. So yeah, I'm manifesting $4,000 or $5,000.
I think that's very
nice.
That's
very doable.
Are you going to do shells in your driveway like me? Because it's very easy to do.
So my problem is there's too much crunch when I'm driving. I don't like the seashell because I'm destroying the shells with my car.
Well, that's the point. You destroy them down and then your driveway's white, which is very nice.
Well, that is an appealing color for me.
It's like you're driving into heaven, you know?
No, that's true.
You're driving on the bottom of the ocean.
I'll consider it.
All right. $4,000 or $5,000 is nice. Yeah. You could do a lot with that.
I think that's really nice.
I just need like a couple $100. I want to get some more pictures of me and Ricky around. Yes.
You want to hire a photographer?
No.
I've got a photographer friend.
My neighbor takes pictures.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever want a photographer, I've got a blue hair girl. She does good work.
Well, she'll probably be expensive. Oh, she said five minutes.
5 minutes.
I thought she was trying to high five you.
Oh, if she wants to high five me, high five? She can. Oh, high five. Okay. Oh, my God. Everybody, hard. This is
God.
Nicole.
Jesus.
Everybody, this is Nicole.
That was Nicole with a spider shirt.
Oh, they don't clap.
They don't clap. They don't. There's no clap.
She's covered in tattoos. You should show her your tattoo.
Oh, that would scare them.
That's true.
They wouldn't know much about it, I don't think, because ever since Jimmy Buffett died, I don't know if his legacy is carried on up here in the...
Nicole, do you know who Jimmy Buffett
is?
Do you know
Jimmy Buffett?
Our fact check.
He's not dead?
The last fact. He is dead. You guys were talking about him in present tense.
So the fact check is that he's dead.
He's dead. No, we knew that he was dead,
but he's not. So you're reminding us that he's dead.
Marcus?
I don't need to remember tragedies. They're locked in my brain.
You just wanted to get my hopes up just to tell me again that he was dead.
Well, he's not really dead. You know why?
Because he can come back.
His ashes are in the ocean.
Right.
Yeah, we keep a spirit alive.
Everyone in Key West helped spread those ashes. There was a lot of them.
He was a big
guy.
There
was a whole barrel.
He was a big guy.
Well, he wasn't even that big, but when he got really cremated, like, something
happened.
Dance.
Really dense man.
Dance. And just whatever the material was.
Do you think that I would be a lot of ashes?
Well,
because my arms are so buff.
Well, Teresa, I know that you want to be buried in the sand and have a clam bake over you.
Well, yes, so I want a clam bake.
How much ash would you be, or how many clams would they be able to cook with?
Oh, hundreds. I would feed the entire beach.
Right.
So I want to be underneath a clam bake, and I want my body fumes to go through the seafood and bless it.
That's wonderful. I love that.
So then when they're done, they dig the sand and then my ashes are right there. And then I go out and I become seafoam.
Gail, what would you like people to do with your body when you pass away?
Yeah, what would you, Gail,
no, that's
what
a good question.
Like?
No, it's a good question. I've been thinking about it. I want to be buried full body. Good. Sorry, cremators. That's not for me.
No, that's fine.
I want to be buried
you care
full
about
body.
Your body.
I want to be buried full body up and down like I'm standing. Because I don't want to lay down for the rest of my life. I want to be ready to go.
Oh.
So I want to be standing. And.
Yes, very good.
If possible, I would love a palm tree on top so that, you know, the palm tree can feed on me.
Like it's a hat.
Exactly that, Sandy. That's right.
That's actually very brilliant. So you would be buried up.
I want to be buried up.
Palm tree up. So it's all up.
How close to the surface would your head be? Would your head be 6 feet?
I like this because
it's important to think of these things.
You want to rise.
Because how deep?
Because
if your head is 6 feet down, then your feet are 12 feet down.
I'm a small girl. I can't be that far.
Right. Are you going to be buried in your heels?
Right. Because you're about 4'11".
4'2". 4'2".
You're Shakira's height.
Yeah.
You're Shakira.
I think maybe that's why people have been staring at you. They think you're Shakira.
Oh my god. I should put on a sign that says I'm not Shakira.
Actually, if they can, you know, or, give you a little money, you could say, I'm going to sign this for $200, and then that many people can get you $5,000.
Oh my God, that's how I can get my manifest. $4,000 or $5,000. That's a great idea, Teresa. If anyone wants a signature today from Shakira, I can do that for
and
you.
And I think Gen Z loves
Nobody
Shakira.
Said anything. In fact, they all looked at me.
Yeah.
So when you're buried up, are you going to have your heels on and your jewels or what?
Well,
are you
Teresa,
naked?
Of course.
Yes, okay.
I'm going to go full mummy with it. I'm going to have all my belongings down there.
Oh, good. So wrapped up?
Yeah, they're going to have to open up a trench for me because I'm taking the couch.
Danny,
you know my couch.
Oh, you love that
I
couch.
I love that couch.
The couch, it's a lazy boy, but it stands up.
Oh, so, oh,
Nicole's
if you press,
Nicole's
like
tapping
if you press, if you press the
so if you press the lever
forward,
it's actually
it goes
a stand.
All the way up.
It stands up.
Yes, yeah, so you can do a lean.
That's so
you never
nice.
Have to get. You never have to use your thighs because Gail doesn't. You know, because
you don't have those.
I really don't want to use my thighs.
How would you die, Sandy?
Well,
I've asked you this.
I think, I mean, obviously, just being drifted off into the ocean is what I've thought about.
Oh, Viking funeral vibes.
I think if they found a nice big stingray and just kind of strap me to it.
That would be beautiful.
Let it just float away.
You would travel.
Because they go
world.
So far. They travel between Key West and
South
Europe
Africa.
And South Africa. They do a whole big loop around.
That's why I was in South Africa to see the stingrays.
We were there for the migration.
Yeah, they
we
do that. And you don't need to look that up because
they're,
that's
no
a
need
true
to
fact.
Do not need to
knows.
Be fact checking the things that we know
well,
already. Okay?
Well, ladies, you know, my skin is ready to get wrinkled in that pool. Are we ready to get going?
I mean, it's been tempting us this whole time. I'm down to dip.
I'm ready to become a raisin in there.
But can we do one more thing before we go into the pool?
Sure. What do you want?
I just want to see if the dolphins are still there.
Let's go see if the dolphins are there.
All right.
And thank you for watching. And thank you to everyone who's watching here, all these Gen Z. I hope you can really learn how to have a conversation from this.
And I hope that you know, can be friendly like these people, Nicole and Marcus. I hope you can be kind.
Take a note from the married couple here. They're gorgeous.
They're kind.
They're kind. They look in my eyes.
They have tattoos.
Okay?
Everywhere.
I've never seen that many tattoos on a person before.
And they don't have hair that they were born with, and that's different.
Marcus and Nicole are telling us to say that this is last splash week.
It's the last time we're going to splash, so take it in while we got it.
Take it in, because we're never splashing after this.
We're never splashing again.
Because I guess eventually you have to get out of the pool. So.
There's other, they said.
So there's other content that's people splashing.
I guess my nephew's doing some other stuff, and your niece is doing some other stuff.
Oh, she's going to go topless.
You think Mandy's going topless?
You know what? I don't know what she wants to do these days.
No, you're right. It's been hard to figure
It's been
hard.
She's body positive, and that's good.
That's good. Unlike these Gen Zers.
Oh, my God.
Sexless.
Sexless.
Because Amanda's Gen X.
Amanda's a boomer, I think.
I think Amanda's a boomer.
She's a Gen X. Anyways, just the last splash. So if you want to see them topless in a pool, keep watching, guys.
Yep.
All right.
Go and find that on the internet. I don't know. Okay. We'll see you on Facebook.
I hear a splash.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.